It is 8:37 on this Fri-yay edition of Palmetto Morning. 74 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. And hello to our AM 1340 listeners.
Tour de York aerial parade.
What?
That sounds fancy and cool.
Yes, it does.
It is an aerial
How cool is it?
Parade at the Rock Hill York County Airport. And we brought in Stephen Gould, the director out there at the airport, to tell us more about this aerial parade. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, guys.
I've never heard of such.
And neither have I until I was basically trying to come up with a way to implement social distancing.
Yes.
Because, you know, every year during South Carolina Aviation Week, we try to participate throughout the state. The South Carolina Aviation Association does a great job of advocating all the different airports, especially general aviation, to have some type of an event. I mean, some people have, you know, maybe a Boy Scout troop comes out to, you know, try to earn their aviation badge or, you know, just do some Young Eagle flights. You know, 2 years ago, we did the open house. Last year, we tried to do the Fly Reporter Day, but the weather didn't cooperate with us then. And cross your fingers. If you pray to a higher power, please pray for the weather to clear up a little bit for us tomorrow, because we're kind of, you know, on our toes, crossing our fingers and everything right now. The visibility is looking good for us, but the cloud cover is what's getting us kind of worried right now, because we need a certain level of cloud ceiling for us to be able to make it go on. But either way, we're going to make a call, a determination later on this afternoon to see if we need to postpone it at a later date. But we're going to push to try to get it done tomorrow for sure. But with that said, we knew we weren't going to be able to bring everybody out to the airport this year, so we figured, let's bring the airport to everybody else.
I know. I'm looking like, is this a parade route that you have sketched out?
Yep. And I actually went up and flew it with one of our planners and organizers, and he's going to be flying as well, Terry Griffin. He works for SkyTech. He's a retired air traffic controller. So we actually what you see on the map is the exact route that we flew to, you know, basically try to highlight the key, you know, big points where, you know, there's a high concentration of folks that could be there in a public setting, as well as making sure we cover a lot of the large neighborhoods. Because the beautiful thing is we're going to be about a thousand feet above ground for the most part, so you should be able to see the aircraft even if you're not directly under it, up to as far as a mile away. But we also wanted to go over some of the larger public areas in case, you know, you weren't able to be there at your house. You can at least go to somewhere and be able to, you know, be out in the open, public spacing, and, you know, be able to distance yourselves from other people.
If folks,
that's fantastic.
Can they see this map, or can you explain what the map route is?
Well, you can actually see the map on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And I know all the other different towns and municipalities have also posted and co-hosted our event through Facebook. So some of them have it on their websites. A lot of them have it on their Facebook pages as well. So you'll be able to see that through there.
Okay.
And it has the start point and the finish. So they're going to be starting, taking off, and heading to the north, and then crossing over through Little Allison Creek. Mm-hmm. That'll be our TK portion. It's a little bit of restricted because of the Class B airspace with Charlotte, so we can only take up a little bit of TK and Fort Mill. But once they go through Little Allison Creek, they'll head directly over to Clover downtown, and then head down south, fly right next to the York airstrip that's out there, go through York County, or the town of York, right over there, and then basically follow Route 5 all the way back to downtown Rock Hill. We'll be flying directly over Northwestern High School, and then they'll loop over to Manchester Meadows and then up to the BMX complex, which, by the way, would probably be the best spot to be because it's higher elevated, and we're at 1,000 feet above, or MSL, essentially, so we're going to – it might be actually closer to like 700 to 800 feet closer to away from the aircraft, and then they'll cross over the river, the Catawba, and then make a right-hand turn to the east and go down right over the new Catawba Ridge High School and down through Dobie's Bridge Road area. And then the loop down south, and we have the quarry marked off there just as a reference point for our pilots, because once they get there, they'll start to make their climb to get another 500 to 700 feet above the rest of the pattern for where we're flying, and then they'll go directly over downtown Rock Hill again. So you might actually see some aircraft kind of crossing over each other. It looks like it might look like they're going to hit each other, but they're actually, you know, about 500-700 feet away from each other.
This is fantastic.
How many do you? How many aircraft will there be?
We have 35 confirmed right now, but we may actually end up having a little bit more than that. And we have Skytex Pilatus PC-12. It's a turboprop aircraft. They're going to be leading the parade. They may end up actually doing two loops at some point. But we have them categorized based off of their cruising speeds. So we have the faster guys going first just to make sure they don't, you know, run over the slower guys.
Or fly over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so we basically have like a 150 knot club, the 100 knot club, and then the 80 knot club. We'll have two different groups that will be in formation flight. So we'll have four RV-8s doing a four-man ship and a diamond, and then three cool-looking planes called Luscombs that'll be in a three-ship formation.
Did you have to practice this?
Those guys have gone up and done a little bit of practicing.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, I know the RV-8s went up 2 days ago to do a practice run to make sure everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
That one's is the more critical one because of the diamond shape, because they're going to be closer. That's going to be the tighter grouping, but the Luscombs might be a little bit more spaced out. But they are a little bit slower. They're going to be in the 80 knot club there.
So this is called Tour de York, which I love the name.
I know,
aerial parade. It will take place tomorrow, August the 15th, 10 a.m. is the start. And as Stephen Gould, the director out there at the Rock Hill York County Airport, just kind of walked us through the parade route, so to speak. It touches every major municipality or community in our county here in York County. You can go to the Facebook page to take a look at that. This will start at 10 again, weather permitting, and that's a decision you guys will make later today. And just check your Facebook page, social media accounts as well. Stephen, if folks are not familiar a lot with some of the planes you've described, they could just look up and just see the coolness of the different shapes and sizes of planes.
Yeah, and the thing with all the aircraft that are participating, those are the aircraft that you're going to see on any given day at the airport. It's all general aviation. You're not going to have, you know, the big, you know, twin-engine jets or anything like that. But they will be flying usually a little bit lower and in areas that normally won't have aircraft flying over them. You know, throughout the summer especially, and, you know, during this whole pandemic, there's been multiple families that have come out to the airport, you know, either to the grassy area between the terminal building and our flight school or our airport overlook, just to, you know, get a glimpse of, you know, they're trying to get outside, you know. So they've been coming out to try to, you know, get a good glimpse of the aircraft, and so this is another way to allow other people to, you know, enjoy the aircraft themselves without having to go anywhere except for staying in their neighborhoods if possible.
That's so cool.
Well, it's a job well done to you, Stephen, and the other pilots and those involved with the Rock Hill York County Airport for still being able to celebrate Aviation Week and just still bringing the joys of flying and aviation to those here in the community with a pretty cool idea. You know, I know this was new, but it might stick and people might really enjoy it. So if you see a lot of airplanes in the sky tomorrow between, 10 and noonish, you know, it's okay. You're going to see more than just the typical ones that are flying into Charlotte Douglas International Airport. But this is really cool, and congrats, Stephen.
Thank you.
To you and your team for coming up with this.
Appreciate
Good
that.
Job.